Matt Maurer's Politico analyst and all-star, and he'll tell you about his new group and all that. And Matt's out there, of course, former congressional candidate and nominee in the past in the 1st District. Matt Maurer is talking some politics. Chris Christie, someone you know well, on his way to New Hampshire tomorrow night at St. Anselm College to jump into this race. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jack. How we doing?
All right. Hey, listen, tell people, I always ask, whether it's Lucas Meyer or any of our analysts, how people can learn about your new group, website, and all that.
Sure. Well, folks can go to ValcourLLC.com. That's ValcourLLC.com. We're a global public strategy group. We've got offices on multiple continents and helping a lot of good companies and political figures and public leaders, accomplish their goals. So
all right,
folks can go to ValcourLLC.com.
All right, Chris Christie, jumping into this race, tell us the impact in your mind.
Well, look, you've got someone who's cutting a different jib from the rest of the crowd, right? He is always someone who's been willing to speak his mind, always willing to, say what he feels needs to be said, even if the polls don't suggest that he's going to be rewarded for it. And unlike a lot of other folks in the field right now who have been hesitant or have been trying to be very calculating the way they talk about, the front runner for the nomination, which is Donald Trump, Chris Christie's clearly willing to go out there and actually try to lay out the case for why he, not Donald Trump, should be the Republican standard bearer moving forward. And so, often in politics, you got to beat the person at first in order to win. A lot of other people out there are trying to kind of tiptoe around the topic. He's willing to characteristically take it head on.
And, but it's not just going to be Chris Christie, Matt Maurer. You've heard Ron DeSantis punch back on my show the last two times he's been on. Fox has picked up on that. Nikki Haley hasn't really been punching Trump, but talking about the age requirement she thinks that political leaders. But Governor Chris Sununu, New Hampshire well, Matt. The governor. I think pretty soon going to let everyone know if he's running for president or not. But he's also been someone who's been very critical of Donald Trump. So you might have more than one candidate in there punching back at Donald Trump in a primary.
Yeah, well, I think we've got to wait to see what Governor Sununu chooses to do. And, I know he has been very vocal about his desire to see other candidates take on the front runner. And also not only that, but he's also been calling on candidates to get back to core conservative principles. I mean, I know lately he's been, giving Governor DeSantis some credit for some of the efforts he's taken in Florida, but he's also said what a lot of Republicans out there are thinking, which is, is it really the right of the government to start taking on private corporations, telling them how to run their business and run their employees' lives? I do think there's a larger ideological fight going on besides just Trump versus anti-Trump. It really is, what is the role of government? Is there a role for a big, overarching conservative government that tells, private businesses what to do? Or are we going to do what we do in the live free or die state, what we have traditionally done as conservatives, which says we have a small government that allows individuals and private businesses to run their lives?
Right.
And that's a fight you've seen Governor Sununu looking to take as well. And similarly, that's one Governor Christie's been taking too.
Matt Maurer, what about Mike Pence? Wednesday, he's jumping into this, former vice president. What's his path? And is it going to be more in Iowa than New Hampshire, the caucus? And does he have a path? I presume everyone running thinks they have a path to winning the nomination.
Well, you don't usually run for president unless you think you can win. I don't care what people say. I don't care how many books you have to sell. You don't run unless you think there's at least a chance to win. And so you've got to imagine every person who's jumping this race, looks in the mirror and thinks that there's an opportunity to become the next president of the United States, Mike Pence certainly included. Look, Mike Pence is clear, kicking off his campaign in Iowa, which is obviously no mistake. He is evangelical himself. There's a large block of evangelical voters in Iowa who make up and dominate the Iowa caucuses. He certainly has been spending time in New Hampshire as well, but, by announcing his campaign in Des Moines, it makes clear that he's going to be, making a play for the caucuses first and foremost. And, that makes a lot of sense. He's aligned ideologically there. He's a, through and through social conservative, in addition to a fiscal conservative, a national security hawk. I think the challenge for Mike Pence is going to be where and how does he draw a contrast with Donald Trump. And, you have seen that Mike Pence has been reluctant to take on Donald Trump outside of a few, kind of side right. shots here and there. His campaign says that when he gets in, he's going to be able to show himself as his own man. I think there's going to be a lot to learn from how he conducts himself, what speech he gives on Wednesday, and how he chooses to introduce himself. Not as, Mike Pence, the second fiddle to Donald Trump, but Mike Pence as someone who could potentially become president of the United States.
if you had to say, do you think Governor, we had Corey Lewandowski on the show on Friday, going to have more of his interview, because he talked about the rule changes now the RNC is doing for the big debates. But do you think Governor Sununu jumps into this presidential race or holds it, does not? If you had to say.
I assume that at the end of the day, he's going to want to shape the debate more than he's going to want to have to be on the stage. I know Governor Sununu well enough to know that's not about him. It's about what are the values that he's fighting for. And if there are candidates out there taking on the issues he cares about, I think he's willing to support them instead of trying to be the candidate himself. But if he doesn't see candidates doing that, I have no doubt he'll find a way to jump in and be that person.
Matt Maurer, you know the state well. It's home to you now, and you've run twice in state, first district races. Talk about the governor's race real quickly, Matt Maurer. You already have Cindy Warmington, executive counselor, Democrat, Joyce Craig, Manchester mayor, running as Democrats for governor. And it's going to be interesting to see if Maggie Hassan and Senator Shaheen weigh in. Potentially, each may back a different Democrat. So we have a spirited primary there. What about Republicans? Kelly Ayotte, Chuck Morris, Frank Edible. These are the names I'm hearing. Governor Sununu is obviously not running again, who would be talking more about it. It's going to be a pretty spirited race for governor, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, look, if Governor Sununu does not run, and, I agree with you. I don't think he will, but, he would certainly have earned the right to run again should he want to. And obviously it would be a front-runner, but for the general election. If he chooses not to, I've said it to you, I've said it to others, as a Republican primary voter, I want to vote for someone who's not just going to be a conservative, but will be, but also someone who's able to beat Cindy Warmington or Joyce Craig. And in my mind, there's no one other than Kelly Ayotte who's able to do that. And no disrespect to the other two candidates. I think they're great people, great public servants, done a lot for our state. But Kelly Ayotte is the one who has the statewide name ID, the ability to raise the resources, and not only that, but the ability to connect with the voters beyond just in a political way, but on a personal way, because of how well-known she is, that she can win this race. I imagine she enters as the front runner. And if, a lot of primary voters agree with me and want someone who's going to win, it's going to be Kelly Ayotte.
Yeah, right, Matt Maurer. Thank you. Valcor LLC, talking about the Christie impact and more. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks so much, Jack. Have a great day.